We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Pitts in the studio. And of course, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on over in Shreveport, Louisiana?
Woot woot.
Love the Cajun country.
Cajun country. You like crawfish?
I don't know. Like, I feel like I would, except I can't bring myself to eat one.
That really wasn't the answer I was looking for, but I feel like I could, but I couldn't bring myself to eat it.
Well, maybe,
it's like a cross between a beetle and a lobster. And I like lobster, but I don't like beetles.
Holy Richard.
And of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel, weirdo, and all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone? I'm over here dying laughing at that.
I don't like beetles.
A lobster and a beetle. Well, I hope you don't like beetles.
I'm over here like, what the hell's a Volkswagen got to do with it? Anyway, so we're talking about car trends. And now, Professor, you had a premonition. You said that you think the Challenger and the Charger are just going to go away.
I do.
No more Hellcats, no more red eyes, no more demons, no more Lucifers or whatever's next.
I think you'll see the Hellcats and the red eyes go first, and they'll just be down to the 6.4, hopefully the 5.7 goes away, it's time, and the V6, and I think they'll just fizzle out as sales start to dwindle.
They'll fizzle.
I mean, because, again, it's been 15 years, and we still haven't even heard anything about the replacement yet. Like, and they stopped talking about that 10 years ago.
You know why? Because they can't make a new old-school Charger because they already done it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, and a lot of people that buy the current ones say, like, we like them because they're big cars. I say I'm done with them because they're big cars. You know, I'm ready for something the size of a 71 E-body. But they're going to lose a lot of sales either way they go. Like, you can't capture it again.
It's like they caught lightning in a bottle.
And then sold it for 20 years.
Hemi!
It was almost like the Crown Vic.
I ain't going to say as big as the Crown Vic was, because the Crown Vic was huge, but...
No, but I'm saying Crown Vic didn't change forever either, really. I mean...
No, and they are. They're big cars.
They are big cars.
I mean, mine, I know, is bigger than a Durango as far as, like, the footprint that it takes up. I drove my friend's Durango for a week while I let him take my last Challenger to Michigan.
You had a Durango that ran for a week?
Yeah, I love that thing, man. It's black with blacked-out windows, and it had a sticker on the back that had a picture of an AR-15, and it said, come and take it. And you just, when you drive something like that, you get respect.
You definitely don't honk the horn at you.
No.
That's not the guy you cut off or tailgate.
People get more polite.
They get friendly.
It was a fun week.
Oh, you want to park here? That's cool.
Yeah, here, let me move.
I was already out of my car, but you know what? I think I'm going to move it.
I'd rather park back there.
So, what's another car trend?
That I see coming back?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's already back. And that's, again, billet. Like we talked about, billet went away. No one wanted it.
They had shows that were anti-billet.
Exactly. And now billet is coming everywhere. People are putting billet dashes back in hot rods. They're putting billet back in street rods. They're putting billet in custom trucks. They're putting billet wheels. Billet is probably on the rise 1,000,000%. I mean, I don't know. I wish I had a billet company because, I mean, everybody's dying to have billet this, billet that, billet
well,
everything.
Well, you got to think about it. Back in the 90s, it got huge.
Yes.
And, I mean, billet everything. I mean, and now, you know, then they had shows like Billet Proof and everything went traditional. Oh, yep. Billet. Oh, it's so old school. And your fin stuff came back and factory style valve covers came back and, you know, and just clean. And I love that look. Yeah. And I think that's the, that resurgence is actually what made muscle cars popular again.
Yeah. I do too.
And then the billet comes back. And now you have billet for muscle cars.
Yes.
You have billet, you know, reproduction, billet specialties, brake pedals, like for the GM pedals. And, you know, people are putting billet steering wheels on muscle cars and billet wheels. I mean, I just bought $4,800 worth of billet specialty wheels for my truck.
Exactly.
I mean, that's...
But, you know, and not only just for older cars, but, like, when we were up at Ponies in the Smokies a couple weeks ago, and then I've seen them around a lot of different other shows, but even, like, your Hellcats and your Camaros and your Mustangs, they're making billet parts for these now, like valve cover covers. I wouldn't call them valve covers. They're covers to go over the valve covers and over the intakes and all that stuff. Billet is starting to make these covers for these guys and the inlays for their dash and all that stuff.
That's the thing that I'm with you there. It's the you know, that's the thing it's crazy. Now you're seeing the billet, and it's not just in, you know, in the hot rods, it's in the new cars, it's everything's billet.
Imports. I mean, it's across.
But now the billet specialty guys have shifted gears too. Now they're making like three-piece. I know it sounded like it a little bit, but I didn't say it. Get your mind out of the gutter, Professor. Shifted gears, and now they're making like three-piece wheels, like the pro touring setup. Yeah. Yeah. And now it's gone from more of a aesthetics to it's a work thing. Like it's you know what I mean. It's a useful thing.
You know what I want to see come back.
What's that?
Engine turned dash panels.
You know what? Those are sexy.
Yeah.
Like that was the one thing. I'm not the biggest third or second gen Trans Am fan in the world, but the engine turned dash.
Why did that ever go away? Well, I know why, because it costs more than a black piece of plastic.
But you know, I like engine turned.
I do.
You remember back in the day they used to have engine turned firewalls?
Yeah.
I could see engine turn things coming back.
Yeah, I do too. And we
how about white letter tires?
Yeah, they've.
Did you ever thought they would come back to the point where people stick white letters on now?
Yep. I wish they didn't.
And you know they're doing that, and then they're reselling the pens to paint them, and the whole nine yards. I mean, it's that took over, and then like you were talking about neons with LED. I mean. Really, neons never went. They went away, and they got replaced by LED. But now it
fills the same niche.
Yeah, but what I'm saying now, they're really starting to get crazy with them, like they did back in the day when neon come out, like the underglow body kit. People were just highlighting a little bit. Now they're really getting crazy with them and doing underglows and all that stuff.
Like the little slingshot that was just out in the parking lot.
Yes, bingo. Yeah, exactly. He had $1,000 worth of LED on that thing.
His LED game was strong.
It was strong.
But, I mean, that's the thing. Like the lights have gone overboard. Like, if you had street glows in your car, you were Mr. Cool back in the day. Now, LEDs, you know, they'll draw a lot of power. So, obviously, they want to put more in and more and more. Next thing you know, you have 35 million LED lights.
And they're changing colors and playing tunes and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's technology, you know. It just makes it better. Just like the billet's better than it used to be. And I mean, there's just all kinds of cool stuff. Like, I remember, I mean.
I got one for you.
All right.
Do you think scallops will ever come back? Scallop paint jobs.
You know what? I to an extent, yes, they will. I don't think it's going to be like. New cars will be coming out with scallops on them.
Yeah, I don't think most new cars have enough design, like enough personality to pull off a good. Not unless chrome comes back also.
Chrome has come back. It's just plastic now, though.
But what I'm talking about is like, you know, your custom rodders and your custom paint jobs. I'm just curious if, you know, these guys are really going to get back into putting scallops on and stuff like that. Because, you know, really, an old hot rod with scallops on there, that was pretty dang cool.
How about flames?
Exactly.
I don't think flames ever left.
Yeah, they did. They got old. I mean, do you think that look will come back? I love a done right done old right. school flame job.
Yes. Done right.
With the perfect fade and all that stuff. I love that look. To me, I'd almost chalk that up as timeless.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like his commercial breaks. Every time you turn around, we got one coming up. You can't forget about them.
Nope, that's what pays the bills.
Won't let us.
Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And, of course, in the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Caught you playing with your phone, so I decided to switch it up.
You did. You caught me.
I'm like a teacher. I have eyes in the back of my head.
Sleek.
Then I'm stealth. And then, of course, we have the professor himself, Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on up in Cheyenne, Wyoming?
I tell you what, Richard, if you ever hit it big, I want to be like your announcer guy, because I think I kill that.
Wait a minute. I thought I'm your announcer.
Well, you're my, but you know what I'm saying. Like, if I hit it big, you're my announcer. If you hit it big, I'm your announcer.
I wouldn't want that job.
What?
Being my announcer.
I'd be your announcer. I'd be like, Richard Hoskins.
Hey, everybody. I apologize.
My bad. Sorry.
I cannot. Richard's I cannot cover what room. Comes out your mouth.
No. So, we're talking about trends. And we're talking about white letter tires. The Caddy would look mean with a set of white letters on it.
Absolutely. There is not a Caddy ever made that should have white letter tires on it.
You know some Cadillacs that come with white letters on them, though.
Yeah, some of the Eldorado, you know, they had an Eldorado Turbo in the early 80s. Yep. Came with a white outline Goodyear Eagle GTs. But that's different.
The Cimarrons came with little white letters on them, too.
Yeah, you just said a mouthful.
The Cavalier of Cadillacs, literally.
Put some bogues on it.
The worst car Cadillac ever made.
You know, actually, they were good cars. They're just...
I don't know, man. I had a Cavalier. I'm gonna beg to differ.
He said, if you drove one, you wouldn't think that. You think you hate it now. Just wait till you drive it.
That's about right.
So white letters, yeah, you don't like white letters on your chest? You're telling me you don't want a Dodge Challenger with Challenger Hemi Dodge Classic on the tires?
Well, yes, I'm absolutely saying that. But if I have a 71 Challenger RT with some Magnum 500s on it, you're darn right, it's getting some white letter BFGs. My new Challenger.
Or some Cooper Cobras?
Or some Cooper Cobras. I'm all right with Cooper Cobras.
Cooper Cobras.
Or Mastercrafts. Or
Road Hugger GTs.
Now, I've got a car with white letters on it, but it's also got Magnum 500s on it.
He said, get it straight.
You know, you got a 40 series tire, white letters just don't.
I mean, there's something about a white letter that goes from the ground to the rim.
If you're writing out a Morse code message on your tires with paint, it's not natural.
Richard's like, you got to have the wheel game to match the tire game.
Yeah. I mean, it's just it doesn't fit on a modern car.
No, I'm with you on a modern
car. How about on the new pickup trucks?
That can be different. Now, that can still
I kind of like. I'm on the fence.
I am too.
I'm getting to
time to buy tires for my Silverado.
I noticed.
Yeah,
I know. Your back ones aren't looking real good.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's funny how the back ones were at first.
You're fixing to go to 10.
Front ones look fine, but...
Yeah, but the...
Yeah, I'm not too far behind you, really.
Exactly. Mr. doing burnouts at the track. But,
Gonna need axles and tires.
but you know, and that's... Yeah, that was the thing. But I was thinking about putting some Goodyear white letters on my Silverado, because it's a C71. But it's got the 20s on it.
Yeah. With 20s, it could work. You know, if I had 18s, it would be great. But if I had 18s, it wouldn't be as nice of a truck. So it's just.
If I had 18s on, I wouldn't be driving it. I got a strict thing now. I'm a 20 guy, like 20 and up. You know what I'm saying?
I gotcha.
It's kind of like my same rules for dating, 20 and up. You know?
18s is still good.
Richard's like, I ain't hating on them 18-year-olds.
Oh, man.
Richard, you hear that, ladies that are 18 and 19?
Hey, girl.
I don't discriminate.
Oh, man. Richard dates like he's playing blackjack.
And I always bust.
Oh, he said he keeps turning cards until he hits 18 and stops. I love it. That's hilarious.
He said, I'm holding.
Oh, I could write a book on you, Hoskins. I really could. Like, it puts joy in my heart knowing every Wednesday that we get to laugh.
I've got a clean legal record right now. I'd rather you didn't.
He said, can we not? No, we need to get you down to Atlanta for some more stories.
I can't tell any of my stories there.
He said, I can't do that. Statute of limitations doesn't run out on the things I did, okay?
Ed's got a reputation to uphold. Even though he posted a video today about getting punched in the face, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I caught it right before I came in the studio, but I've heard that story before from him, and I mean, could you imagine just being sucker punched by somebody? We're talking about Ed Bowling from Bidwiki. Ed Bowling, the Cannonball record holder, and a good friend of the show and good friend of ours. But you know, and being punched in the face by your neighbor for speeding. And I've had a lot of neighbors cuss and raise Cain with me for speeding in the neighborhood. I've never had anyone strike me for doing it.
He said, the cop said, how fast are you going? He said, well, what is the speed where it becomes appropriate to clock somebody in the face?
Officer, when does violence become an issue with this? But you know what I'm saying. So we're talking about car trends. Wild letter tires. Yeah, that's
not
where we're at
me.
With that. Not for the professor. So no wild letters on the caddy. Can't do it.
Nah, I mean, I'm not going to say that.
How about some Hoosier drag slicks? A nice set of Hoosiers.
I don't need those yet. A new set of pilots, I think, will hold me.
Heck, I don't know. Look at a lot of the Mustang boys at track. They didn't need them either.
Yeah, now I need new pilots.
Because the Mustang guys at the track.
Well, I didn't. Yeah, because of that. But, all right, car trends.
All right. Do you think the new muscle car trend's going to die? Well, you say if they quit making Challengers and Chargers, what are they going to buy? Are they going to give them to the? Are they going to give them to the Mustang guys and the Camaro guys? Or are they just going to take all the buyers?
Look at the new Mustangs and the new Camaros. I mean, they share a heritage with the older cars.
They share a name.
Yeah. Well, and you know, they're styling cues, but they're not trying to make them look like the old ones anymore.
Are you saying a 2019 Bullitt doesn't look like a 1968
a
Ford Mustang?
A 2019 Bullitt does. A 2019 Mustang GT with the Performance Package 2 and a bunch of splitters all over it and 20-inch low-profile tires does not.
You know what it kind of reminds me of a little bit? It reminds me of Kit, like in that turbo boost mode when all the little wings pop out. That's what it looks like to me.
That's what all the really high-performance cars look like today, except the Challengers, except now they're wide bodies and everything. I mean, they're getting away already because that era is done. We did it.
They've beat it to death.
Time to start building new cars.
But see, that's the thing. Nobody wants to do nothing new. It's like music.
I guess we need to bring out the Model A.
Maybe Ford should just try again.
With the Model
just
A.
Just start back.
Start over.
Start beginning.
Start all over.
LEDs on
but you know, I got one funny for you. Model A's had, what, 19-inch wheels on from the factory?
That's true.
Just saying.
Yep.
But, you know, I mean, it's a trend. I tell you what else a trend is. These damn commercial breaks. Killing me. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. And as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's happening up in Toronto, Ontario?
Canada.
Yeah, you know, I neglect other countries, and I don't know that Canada's really an other country, but...
Actually, technically, if you look at the globe, it is another country.
You know what I mean.
You've got to show, like, your driver's license, I'm pretty sure, or something, a passport, you know.
You can't just drive on in.
Yeah, you just don't drive over there.
A giant pine tree.
You know.
What's up, Toronto?
You don't have, like, a secret handshake going over there.
I wonder what the car scene is like in Canada.
It's actually kind of hot. I've got several friends that are up in Canada. And, you know, and like, I mean, like, they got everything we got. I mean.
Yeah. They just only use it 6 months a year.
And they say A.
A.
A lot.
You know, a lot.
We got to have the all-wheel drive, eh?
Eh. I got to park my Grand National, eh?
In the garage, eh?
Eh. So you know, but I'll tell you something, the trend that I don't see coming back, car stereos. There used to be a stereo shop on every corner.
Yes.
And they're still out there. And there's the guys adding bass and things like that. But as far as, like, head units.
Well, the problem you can't is it got to the point even years ago where a lot of your new cars are, like, their computer screens and stuff, they're going to these fiber optic screens and stuff. You really can't take them out to put a head unit in or anything like that because that's the brain of the whole system.
But
it runs the AC. It runs the power windows. It runs the... It
power
runs everything.
Seats,
yeah, it runs.
But another thing too is the car audio has gotten better. It's like,
well, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'll be honest with you. My Silverado has way better sound quality than anything I ever bought from a stereo shop
and
from the factory.
They do. I mean,
so why? Why mess with it?
Yeah, I mean, I got Bose. Sounds great. The only thing I could see is maybe adding a subwoofer. But like Kobe said, I mean, you can't just yank the face out of your car.
Well, but I got another one for
it's
you
important.
There. You know, and I got another one. Do you realize how much you sounded just like your father when you said, I've got Bose?
My father never had Bose.
But you know what I'm saying, though. You sounded like an old man when you said, I've got Bose.
Yeah, but this isn't a 91 Maxima.
Me and your mother listen to our Bose stereo every night.
Yeah, not my parents.
No.
They listen to their Krako.
Sparkomatic.
Or Audio Vox.
Ooh, that's...
Now, I had some pretty good Audio Vox stuff when I was a kid.
Hey, now.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you're showing your age a little bit.
That's another thing. Home stereos.
You know, that's another thing. That everybody's got, like, their smart speaker that you can also listen to Hot Rods and Happy Hour on. But, but you know, everybody's got a smart speaker. Nobody has, like their, you know, hi-fi set.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't have that tower of power.
My home stereo took up 2/3 of my bedroom when I was in high school.
Same here. I had this big Panasonic. Like, it had a turntable, and it had dual cassette decks, had a CD, a 5-disc CD changer, and 2 12s. And I had all this in a 13x10 bedroom. Like, I could crank that thing up and make the neighbors down the street wet the bed. And, like, why? And now, you know, they've got a hockey puck in their hand that sounds better than it did.
Exactly.
And it has internet.
About a quarter of the price.
You can listen to Hot Rods and Happy Hour, huh?
And you can listen to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. But, like, I mean, you can ask it questions. It tells you jokes. You know, mine played Vanilla Ice tapes. That's what it did.
It's got more personality than your first wife.
Exactly. In a defense, my Panasonic stereo did too. But you know what I'm saying. But you see where I'm getting at.
Yeah, and
in the wintertime, you could turn the heat off because the damn amp off the back of your home stereo heated your room. I made a grilled cheese sandwich off of my stereo one time. But, I mean, that was kid problems growing up, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, you know, you had to jump up and turn the big volume knob. Like, the knob is the size of a hubcap on a Buick, and you turned it.
Well, like you said, even in your purple Mustang, you had 215s. You had to, like, cut on the car.
I did. We had to hack the car to make the box fit the car, not the car fit the box.
Now you can put a disc in your cup holder.
Yeah, exactly.
And it'll rattle your car.
And you have a personal assistant now. It can order you a pizza, tell you a joke. It remembers your birthday. Do you know what mine did? I could dub tapes. I could do that. Cassettes.
It would eat them.
Does that even work anymore, like, if you had the equipment?
I wonder if somebody records Hot Rods and Happy Hour on cassette tapes.
You pause in for the commercial.
They probably go, listen to this, eh?
Eh? But you know what I'm saying, like, and that's the thing, like, and that's another thing that's gone away, CD players in general.
They have, man.
In my life, I've saw the rise. Like, I come in on the tail end of 8-tracks, into cassette tapes,
out
CD players, to nothing, MP. And you used to, well, I've got an auxiliary port. You don't have an auxiliary port. You know why? Because you got blue teeth. That's why.
You know what was so cool?
Is that what you say? Because you don't have, when you have multiple Bluetooth, you don't have Bluetooth. You have blue teeth.
I said, man, when I bought the Black Challenger,
I got a box of Bluetooth. Then you got a box of blue teeth.
You know what was one of the coolest things? And y'all know this. Like, when.
Actually, growing up, I knew a guy named Bluetooth. He was homeless.
When MP3s...
I don't think it was his real name, but, you know.
When MP3s first come out and CD players for cars, that was the hottest selling thing in the planet. I mean, because you could burn CDs and play one CD with 130 songs on that MP3 on that disc. Bam.
I'm a little sore about CDs. When I bought my Black Challenger, Chrysler was going through a thing with Sirius where they were like at a stalemate, and just like for like a 6 month period, cars didn't have satellite radio. And I said at the time, I said, the most expensive damn car I've ever bought has an AM/FM radio in it. I had my Ford Taurus in 1993 had a CD player in it.
93, that was a high-tech Taurus right there.
That was the one that you
Velcroed. That was RoboCop's Taurus.
No, it was the one you Velcroed to the transmission.
Oh, snap. Oh, yeah. Be like, hang on, let me change CDs.
But hell, I was going to go buy another one of those things. Like, can you still find those?
Do you remember the cassette tape adapter
to
play your CD player?
That's how you played it. Yeah, that's how you played your Sony Discman.
That's so, I mean, and you hit a bump and it would skip.
Or fall off.
The Velcro. I mean, you don't know the struggle.
Yeah, yeah, really. I've got 600 CDs in my trunk right now. Not a damn thing I can
do. It's target practice. That's what it is. Like, what's a good use for, like I want to look up a Pinterest project with CDs. I'm going to make a coffee table of CDs.
I know there are some people out there that probably could come up with something.
Make a Christmas tree out of them.
Yeah. Christmas ornaments.
Christmas ornaments.
Like this is my Big Daddy Kane Christmas ornament.
This is my 98 degrees Merry Christmas to you Christmas ornament.
Use them as mirrors.
This is Warren G.
Coasters.
Merry Christmas.
They could be coasters.
Coasters it could be.
They're good coasters. Mirrors. Except they got a hole in the middle of them, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, not the best coaster probably.
Yeah, but still cool. I mean...
Yeah. Put a little base on them or whatever.
Frisbees,
yeah.
Miniature.
Skeet.
Skeet shooting. But, yeah, that's a...
I'm shooting my childhood.
Wait a minute. That's my Alanis Morissette CD. It's like rain. Everyone had Jagged Little Pill.
It's raining Jagged Little Pieces of CD.
But it is. Everyone had Jagged Little Pill on CD.
I think I still do. Somewhere.
I'm pretty sure everybody does.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody does.
Like, I think, like, when you were in the 10th grade, they just sent that to you in the mail.
It's like your first day of school.
They gave it to you. What are you talking about?
Here's your shot records and your Alanis Morissette Jagged Little Pill CD. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Welcome to 10th grade.
But, I mean, that was that and Jewel.
Jewel. Yeah, she lived in a van.
She did live in a van, see? The G10 is not a bad thing.
No, that's coming back too, maybe.
I do see vans.
But it is coming back.
I do see vans coming back.
No, they are, though, because now people are vamping.
Yep.
And I thought that was like a new vaping, but it's not. They're actually living in vans. Yep. Like, it's kind of the cool thing to live in your car.
Yep.
I bet a lot of the people that do one do the other too, though.
Possibly.
You know?
Possibly.
Because you're not going to smoke in your van house.
We need to look. We need to look into, you know, the shared characteristics of vaping and vamping. But it's actually really interesting, you know, the van thing. Like, these guys are, like, roughing it. And they're buying, like, old FedEx Sprinter vans and stuff with 4 million miles on them. And they're putting a cot in it and, like, IKEA furniture. And they're living out of these things.
Yeah, people used to do that because they had to.
Well, people are just so – I think people are just so sick and tired of spending all this money on – housing and
so we're gonna go live in vans.
Well, I mean, they did it in the 60s. I mean, come on,
why don't you go get your damn single wide like everybody else? Yeah, I mean, really? Come on, I mean, that's extreme for me, and I've got a little too much pretty boy in me for that. Like, I can't do it.
I wouldn't live in a van by myself, much less with like another person.
This is my better half, and we van it.
That's weird, most, man.
Could you live in a van with your wife? Could you live with her?
No. The most I could do, like, roughing it, and you know me, like, we got a 40-foot fifth wheel. That's roughing it.
I think when you have cable television.
Back to nature.
Yeah. Well, I do. I got satellite.
A single-wide trailer is not exactly roughing it.
But I'm saying that's roughing it to me. That's.
It's got a fireplace and a washing machine and dryer. That's not roughing it anymore.
It does, but that's beside the point.
Oh, I'll tell you what's not beside the point. It's these commercial breaks. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitch, your automotive host with the most. And as always, we have Richard Hoskins, Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru.
What's going on, Pensacola, Florida?
Beautiful beach.
Love that place.
Love it.
White sands, blue waters.
Party city.
Is that Pensacola?
It is Pensacola.
Is that the right one? See, I like Daytona Beach. Cigarette butts in the sand.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Cigarette butts
kind of green
sand.
Water.
Well, it's not the only butts in the sand. Fungus. I like Daytona, too.
Hey, you know? I like it, though. Daytona's,
oh, yeah. Daytona's fun.
Daytona's, you don't go to Daytona for the beach. No. Going to Daytona for the beach is kind of like going to like one of these restaurants where the girls have their stuff hanging out for the wings, you know? it's not, you're not going to that beach for the beach.
So much for asking you to go to dinner tonight.
The great thing about Daytona, though, is driving on the beach.
It is cool that you can drive on the beach. The bad thing is, because you can drive on the beach, it looks like what you think it would.
Exactly.
You don't want to be making sandcastles in that. I'm just throwing that out there.
Because here goes a Jeep.
Daddy, he just drove over my sandcastle.
He's good.
You're in the middle of the road, doll. You know? Sorry.
My bad.
So, build faster. Anyway, and then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So, this is the thing. We're talking about trends. Trends that won't go away. Or trends that keep coming back. And that's the thing. Like, you know, we're talking about paint. And that's another thing, like, on the cars now. So, like, custom paint. You know, back in the day, oh, this is my custom mix. Candy, cherry, pineapple, pearl, flip-flop. When's the last time you heard that one? I got flip-flop paint.
2004.
But you know what's crazy?
And it was kind of old then.
Well, matter of fact, just when I was up in Charlotte at Motorfest, inside there was a 53 Caddy gold flip-flop.
Flip-flop?
Gold pearl flip-flop.
Was it a flip-flop drop top?
It actually was. And
that's
it was,
an expensive paint job.
Did it have peanut butter guts?
No, it had white.
Only when it's purple.
When in peanut butter guts is a must.
Then the guts turn, they turn peanut butter, and then when the paint turns gold, then the guts turn purple. let's figure that out.
But the
that's a future.
But you know, so now instead of custom paint, which custom paint will always be around.
Wraps.
But now we have the wraps, though, and they're doing things with the wraps. I mean, the patina wraps.
They're doing
everything that you could do with paint. You're doing wraps, and now you know. Just like I used to joke around that the vinyl plotter killed the sign maker, the sign painter. Now, the wrap guys are killing the custom painters.
They are, and the guys are getting better and better and better and better at this wrapping stuff.
I mean, the wrap stuff was commercial stuff before. Now it's.
Not.
It's you, anything.
Sometimes you can't even tell that it is wrapped.
What about my roommate?
I mean, they're wrapping door jams.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing good with it.
My roommate posted on my Facebook page the other day. It's a Lamborghini that's got a wrap that, like, does stuff, like, with lights.
Yeah, it's a, like, it's called a Luma Crazy or something. Like, it's like you can change colors with it.
Yeah, it is crazy. It's definitely crazy.
It's got a remote and you can change
colors. Imagine if we're running from the cops.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You're going after the red Lambo? No, it's a green Lambo.
Cannonball run it.
I'm telling you. But I mean, that's the thing now. Like, I mean, how technology changes and how, you know, so it's like the same idea, but it's something totally different.
Right.
Did you ever think you would cover your car in stickers? A sticker?
No.
A big sticker, a decal.
No, not at all.
Just, I mean, that blows my mind. And what they're doing with this stuff.
Yep.
And they can do things with these decals that you could not possibly do with paint.
And it makes sense. I mean, you know, you want a color change. I mean, it's still obviously not cheap, but you got somebody.
Compared to paintwork, it is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cheaper.
I mean, yeah,
especially if you're getting
cheaper.
Into custom paint.
And if you change your mind in 3 years.
You can pull it off.
Yeah.
Well, see, too, and then not only that, is if you want, like, a custom artwork done on your car, you have to go find one of the world's best renowned airbrushers to do it, and that's going to cost you out the yin-yang where...
I'm not even 100% sure where my yin-yang is, but...
but
I don't want nothing costing out of it.
But if you do wrap, they can digitally print it out, and it's on there for... Way cheaper.
Way cheaper and way faster.
Yeah, way
faster. Yeah, definitely faster.
Way faster. And I
mean, more detail.
Exactly. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing now. I mean, like, how it's going, like, the wrap stuff. And it's like push-button customized.
Yep, I got one for you. Where do you see the customizing world go to? How far do you think they're going to take this?
Oh, the sky's the limit, dude. I know. As long as the money holds out, we'll do anything we want. I mean, it's the truth.
I know. I'm with you, but
it's the truth. I mean, that's the thing I love about the automotive aftermarket, like going to SEMA, and you get to see all the new trends and the things coming out, and I mean, it's amazing. Like, I'll never forget. This was 5 years ago now, but you know the LED rings in the lights, and I'm not talking about the stupid round lights with the rings in them, but I'm talking about like the factory headlights. They've got the rings and all the little LED extra lights. They were just coming out, and you had all your the Japanese manufacturers and things like that coming out with them. And I saw those, and I'm like, yeah, they won't do good. And everybody has them now.
Yeah, I think most cars have them now.
But now it's that new thing, and it just shows you the trends, though.
Well, lighting has always been popular, and that's not going to change.
It has. I mean, back to the Casey highlight days. Yeah, I mean, and now you got LED light bars. That's the big thing. I mean...
Yeah.
It blows my mind. Just LED.
80s Mustangs with their Marshall fog lights.
Oh, man.
Lighting has always been big. Seats have always been a big thing. You know,
that's another thing now, too.
Recaro has been around since the 70s selling aftermarket seats.
And now that's what everybody's going with, that look, a Recaro style. It may not necessarily be a Recaro seat, but that style of seat. And, I mean, you see a lot of the trends coming back, you know.
Absolutely.
Like, I tell you what, mesh wheels.
Yeah.
You're seeing that coming
like
back
strong.
Especially, exactly. But, like, all the import guys are running them now like it's new.
Yeah.
We ain't never seen an 84 Corvette with those.
Yeah, actually.
Like, we've never seen a 3 Series Beamer on a set of BBs.
Yeah, your dad had those same wheels.
Actually, I'm looking for a set of BBs myself right now.
But you know what I'm saying? Those gold ones, I mean, that right there, you wore polo khaki shorts and a golf shirt and one of those woven leather belts.
Oh, yeah.
But it was really long and hung down,
yeah,
you know?
You flipped it down.
Yeah, you had to have that.
Oh, man, that's awful. I forgot about that.
I know I did it. I was that guy.
I did, too.
Me, too.
My khakis had a cuff and a crease. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I had my woven belt.
What an awful fashion trend.
That was horrible. Let's hope that one doesn't come back.
Yeah, don't do that, guys.
Yeah, just stick with the BBS wheels or the BBS style repops. But, I mean, that's the thing. Like everything is coming back. Everything old is new.
Always does, man.
I mean, it's so crazy. Like, I'm ready. There's no telling where it's going next.
I don't know. Maybe something we can revisit another time.
I'm telling you. We don't have to because we're all out of time.
Yeah, this went real quick.
I'm telling you, really quick, guys. I want to thank everybody for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.